This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, it is 8:11. In studio, we have a crew from, what's the first name of Ms. McGee?
Catherine M. McGee Middle School.
In Berlin. And on Friday, well, I want that voice you just heard is Brian Plona, who's a loyal listener. And in studio, we have Avery Bacon and Leah Buchholz, along with Jack Correa. And they are 7th and 8th, 2 8th graders, and they participated in this. And I guess I want to get to the kids in a second, but we have a short little block here. And I was, you know, Matt and I, it's funny, we went into this gym. You guys had never heard of us in your life, I'm quite sure of it, because not a lot of middle schoolers are familiar with AM radio shows. But Brian's a loyal listener and invited Matt and I to be guest coaches for the event, which has been going on for how long?
It started in 1998.
And I don't know. It's based on the NCAA tournament. And what do you do?
So we have our own version of McGee Madness. Obviously, kids play basketball games February and March. We have about 30 teams. And they play during one of our directed study periods. We raise money for charity. We do a penny drive. We do a readathon. We do spirit contests. So it's a school-wide event. We have a book bracket that our library does. But my favorite part is we don't know where that money's going to go each year. We have students write essays to our March Madness committee, and we choose 6 essays per grade level. We have 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And so the 3 students here today were our essay winners.
So, and how much money have you raised over the years?
So, since 1998, over $148,000.
And it's nuts. I mean, when you do that, what is it whenever the loudest gets what? Because that was in, like, the acoustics in that gym are brutal.
So, Brian and Matt were actually at our finale where the students got to play against the staff. And we have each grade level come in, and we have mascots, and we give out raffle prizes. And what he's referring to is we told the audience whoever made the most noise, they'd get a raffle prize.
So, I mean, is it something you guys, like, I'd like to go around the horn, I guess, and we'll get into the specifics, but what made you, and I would like an answer from everybody, we'll start with you, Avery, what made you want to write an essay in this event?
Well, I just thought it'd be cool to have all that money go to the charity I wanted it to go. I wrote to DS ACT, the Down Syndrome Association of Connecticut, and I thought it'd be cool for all that money to go there.
And I guess we might as well, we only have a, I want to ask why you chose it, but I want to go around the horn, so why don't you go next, Leah?
That's also how I kind of felt, because it was really awesome that my money was able to go to the DAV, which is for Disabled American Veterans, and I thought it was just like a good cause.
And Jack?
I did the Mid-Fairfield Child Guidance Center. It's for children with PTSD. And I was kind of required to make one, but it's pretty cool that I won.
So everyone does it.
Yeah, we
tried. And you just happen to do the best ones. Mm-hmm. And that is really cool. I will do one. I'll start with you because then we have to take a break. Why did you choose your charity? Is it a personal thing or you just chose it?
It's a personal thing. I have a cousin with Down syndrome, and I wanted to like raise awareness for that syndrome.
So the essay talked about your cousin? Is that what you focused on?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. And I want to get to your stories as well. We do have to take a quick little break here. And by the way, we'll be giving away Player of the Game. We have two pairs of tickets to the Red Sox. We'll do that at 8:40 when these guys from McGee Biddle are not here anymore, because I didn't want to take away any time. So we'll take a quick break here. Then we'll update weather and traffic. And then we'll be back with three students from McGee Middle School. Are you the AD or just are you the head gym teacher?
I'm a phys ed teacher, and I'm also the athletic director.
Got it. Brian Plona. He's kind of a big deal at McGee Middle School. You started it, right?
Yeah, I'm the creator.
And I have to say this, and I want to say this because your dads are here too. You know, there's a lot of cynicism in this world about the youth of America. Let's just be honest, whether it's devices or all the stuff that's going on with our kids, that event gives people a lot of hope, you know, because A, the kids, and I don't know if it was really fun for you or just a chance to skip class, but there was great energy, although it went at sixth grade was like the best energy. And then as you get cooler and older, there's a little less energy. But I was really impressed by you guys and your school. And I think it's a testament to you and your families and also the people that work. And I love the fact that there's a lot of gender diversity. Like my kid, my son at elementary school had one male teacher. You know, the fact that you have men and women, you know, and I just think the school, I was very impressed. But I did want to finish up quickly because, Leah, you gave to the Disabled American Veterans. Yeah. And can you tell me why?
So my dad was in the military, and after the fact, he was like 30% disabled just from like jumping out of airplanes, like all the fact. And I thought like that would be an awesome charity to write about because I could like relate to it, because I had a family member who was like, he had like disabilities from the Army.
Yeah. I mean, Jack, how about you? Because that's yours is a really serious one, too.
Yeah. So I have PTSD. And as a child, it's obviously a hard struggle. So that charity stood out to me.
Is it hard for you to? I mean, the fact that you just acknowledge that is really impressive. Like, is it easier? Is it difficult to talk about?
I mean, a little bit, yes.
Yeah. And so that's really incredible. That you went ahead and did that. Now, it was Friday, like, and then we have two eighth graders and a seventh. Is it fun? Do you look forward to it?
Yeah,
or is it a chance to skip class?
No, I love March Madness. Yeah. I love the school March Madness. It's a very cool event.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Why?
It's just like a big like community thing, and we're all able to like hang out and watch the games and stuff, and it's just really cool.
I feel like I can like connect with my friends and stuff.
Do you love Berlin? I mean, is it,
yeah.
Do you feel like the town has got a little special something compared
Definitely.
To other towns?
Yeah, a lot of my other friends don't like do stuff like that from different schools, so it's like unique.
Are you, in terms of the kids changing over the, you've been doing this like 110 years? What is it?
33.
It's changed a lot, but has it also not changed? I mean, you're talking in front of them, but I mean, I have teenagers myself, and I lost the battle for technology, and I don't have readers, and I wonder if it's my fault as a parent, and I, you know, I go through all these same things. And you have four kids or five?
Five.
And you've seen four decades of kids. I mean, what's different than when you started? And
I mean, definitely the attention span because of the devices, I think, is the biggest thing these days. But you know, we have really cool, great students at our school, and we're lucky they all put their devices away at the beginning of the day. They stay in their lockers. So we don't really have an issue with that.
When did you guys get phones?
When I was in like third grade, I got like an iPod, and then like fifth grade, I got like a phone.
I used to have like an iPhone like 6, and then I think last year I got like a real good iPhone.
Like a legit one.
Yeah.
That wasn't an ancient.
Well, I got my first phone in sixth grade, and fifth grade, I got my first phone. And then,
do you guys have a lot of restrictions on it, or like how does?
I'm not crazy addicted to my phone. I barely go on it, but there's restrictions on it, yeah.
I mean, I don't really use like a lot of social media, so it's like I don't have restrictions because I'm able to like put myself off of my phone.
Oh, good for you.
I'm not allowed to have like much social media either, so I can't really like do much.
You communicate mainly with your friends, because I know a lot of communication in high school goes through Snap and stuff like that,
yeah.
But you still just text your friends and
so
on. Well, that's good out of your dads. You know, we're talking with Avery Bacon and Leah Buchholz and Jack Correa, along with Brian Plona from McGee Middle School. They raised, what was it, $8,800 this year?
Yeah.
And so how do you apportion which amount goes to, do you, is it all equally divided or how does that work?
So our top essay winners get $500 to their charity. Our runner-ups get $100 to their charity. And then we have some other, we gave to the bookstore this year. We gave to our Washington, D.C. fund. So it gets
$500 is a big gift for these places. What did, can you share the response you got from the organizations that you gave to?
The organization that I gave to, they were like very, very happy that I chose to donate some of the money to them. And like,
were they stunned at the number?
Yes.
That's a big number.
They said that they have always wanted like a big check to hang in their building.
Yeah, because they had the real check and then the sort of the mock big check or whatever. Were they, DAV is a big organization, yeah. But
he was very nice. He was like impressed that I was able to like write an essay, and he was just overall like very like sweet about it.
You know, there was a lot of thank yous, and definitely impressed for that big of a number, especially for like a charity organization.
Do you think you guys, I mean, this is one of those things where had you ever done like fundraising for charity before?
Not really. No.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it'd be good to keep going and pay it forward. You know, like for me, I don't have a lot of money to give to a lot of organizations. So I give my time. You know what I mean? Like it feels really good. Even like for me, like going to be with you guys is part of what we consider our community service. So, I mean, I just think it's kind of a neat little thing to impress on you. Okay. I want to get to a couple questions here. Who's your favorite teacher? I'm not going to ask you your least favorite because I'm told that's an unfair question. Who's your favorite teacher and why?
From this year or like
in ever?
My favorite teacher is probably my elementary school teacher. Her name is Miss Bradley.
And why?
She was just like really fun.
My favorite teacher is probably Senora Rogers because she just makes like class interesting and exciting.
I'm assuming it's Spanish.
Yeah.
My favorite teacher is Mr. Beaupre because he's the only teacher I think I've ever had that actually made math fun.
Oh, wow.
It's the only year I've actually enjoyed math.
I just want to note there's no votes for Mr. Plona. I just want to write that down. Okay, so what are we listening to music-wise right now? Because I'm so out of touch.
I don't know.
Favorite act right now? Favorite performer?
That's hard. Yeah. I don't really know. I like a lot of music.
I like Gracie Abrams a lot.
Don't they? They all sort of sound the same to me.
Kind of.
Is Lady Gaga now out? She's old.
Yeah, I don't listen to her.
She has couple good songs. Yeah.
Blink-182.
Hey, that might be Matt's favorite band of all time. So you're a man after his own heart. That's old school. That must be from Dad.
No.
No, on your own.
No, Mom.
Oh, it's from Mom.
Yeah,
that's great. Favorite foods? What are we eating? You got one meal on a desert island. What's it going to be?
Probably gnocchi. It's like a Italian pasta. That's like we make it at home. It's super
good. You make gnocchi at home?
Yeah.
That's
it usually for my birthday and stuff.
Wow. Is it straight gnocchi or is it like sweet potato or is it
No, it's just like we use flour, butter, eggs, and just like we make it.
It's awesome.
Like waffles.
Do you make them in the house?
Yeah, we make homemade waffles on the weekends, and it's, like, special. Yeah.
Any food but baked beans. I'll eat anything but baked beans.
What's the problem with baked beans?
I don't know. I've never liked them.
But you've tried them?
I've tried them.
I like Boston baked beans. That's an old school thing, so no English breakfast for you. Listen, every year you do it, and you know, it's pretty incredible. I don't know. Just any sort of last thoughts on these three young men and two young women, or just like what's going on in school. You know, we have an older demographic who don't necessarily. Like, that's why I love to just ask these questions because a lot of people don't get a chance to get in touch with young teenagers.
Yeah, no, we got some incredible students here, and I'm very proud of all of them.
Thanks, guys. It was painless. I'm more nervous than you. You guys did a good job. We appreciate it. Listen, McGee Middle School, if you want to get involved, there's ways. If you have a charity, I don't know. But like I'm telling you to go on the Friday in late March and to see the kids going bananas and raising thousands of dollars for charity was just really, really special. So thank you, guys.
Thank